Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present The Last Best Story by Maggie Lerman, performed by Caitlin Kelly. 1. New team takes over Gazette management. Rose and Grant had heard all the possible variations on the joke that no one read the paper anymore. Anyone looking to take them down a peg or two would have to dig deeper for an insult. For Grant, mention his late growth spurt. For Rose, imply plagiarism. "If it's true that no one reads us," Rose said, perched on Grant's editor-in-chief desk in the Gazette room, "then why do you care what we publish?" Grant smiled from his seat at the desk behind her. Vice Principal Hackenstratt, the newspaper's nominal advisor, stood in the doorway, wearing a wrinkled suit and holding the proof pages that the Gazette was required to run past him before sending the issue to the printer. It was the last issue of the year, affectionately known as the grad issue. And since Rose and Grant were juniors, it was the first issue they'd worked on since Grant had taken over as editor-in-chief. They hadn't discussed it, but both of them were willing to be expelled over the contents of the paper, though they suspected it wouldn't come to that. Hackenstratt didn't have nearly the same investment in his side of the argument. He was doomed before he began. The vice principal rubbed his forehead with the back of his hand.
"You can't write this. You're advocating for leaving our school vulnerable."
"No. We're refusing to endorse your ridiculous plan to invade students' privacy," Rose said. "That's not the same thing."